Hello, my name is Judith Pellegrino, and welcome to Close Encounters with My Inner Child. This episode relates to a couple resources I shared during my last podcast called Dynamic Duo. Those resources are Michael Singer and Internal Family Systems, created by Dr. Richard Schwartz. I will share how my adult uses IFS through journal entries. I will expose the roots of my adult's protector part, Judge Judy, by sharing stories from her childhood school years. These stories offer proof that Dr. Richard Schwartz's belief that there are no bad parts is true. Lastly, I will connect these stories with lessons Michael Singer taught my adult to help her transform Judge Judy. Judge Judy, Part 1. On January 8th, 2023, my adult was being judgmental of herself and others, so this is the protector part she chose to practice IFS with first. It felt like it was located in her arms, hands, and chest. My adult felt numb toward this judgmental part. Judge Judy wanted her to know that she needs to judge. When my adult asked what would happen if it did not judge, it said, "I won't be needed." My adult asked, "If I can heal this, what might you like to do instead of judge?" It said, "Live, love, laugh, and be free." My adult then asked how old it was. It said it was 13 years old. Now that made sense to my adult. She remembered that 13 was probably the age she stopped forgiving her rageaholic father. She grew tired of watching herself and her loved ones being victimized by his violent behavior after he apologized many times before. She grew up with a judgmental mother. She grew up in a judgmental religious community. When my adult asked, "What do you need from me in the future?" this judgmental part said, "I need unconditional love. I need reassurance that I'm okay. I need encouragement in order to do better by being shown how." At this stage of learning about and trying to practice IFS, my adult was completely unaware that she was ill-equipped to provide this. That is why Judge Judy was still trying to protect her. January 17th, 2023. My adult decided to address Judge Judy again. This time, she was addressing self-judgment. My adult felt Judge Judy all over, especially in her solar plexus. My adult felt compassion toward this part. It wanted her to know that she is acting superior to keep her in line. When my adult asked her why she judges, she says, "To avoid blame and shame from others." My adult then asked her what would happen if she did not judge herself unmercifully. She replied, "Others would criticize, judge, and reject me. She would look bad and feel sick and lonely inside. My adult asked, if I can heal why you need to judge, what might you like to do instead? She said she would like to enjoy life. When my adult asked her how old she was, she said 8, 9, and 10 years old. My adult updated her and let her know she was 58 years old at that time. My adult asked the crucial question, what do you need from me in the future? Her answer was similar to the previous one. She needs empowerment that shows her that she is valuable. She needs reassurance that my adult believes in her. Loyalty, which she needed from her parents growing up when she struggled in school, and especially unconditional love when she makes mistakes. My adult was getting quite an emotional education from this one part of her on these three separate occasions. Finally, my adult came to understand that left to her own devices, she was going to parent her wounded inner children the same way her parents did to her. She would ignore her by being too busy. She would criticize and blame her when things went wrong. She would verbally assault her and unconsciously abuse her physically. And she would have physical ailments that were rooted in self-hatred. My adult thought to Google how parents provide encouragement and reassurance to their children. She was pleased that she found articles that taught her how to provide her wounded inner child what she did not receive in her growing up years, including lists of encouraging and reassuring things to say to her. On February 27th, 2023, once again, my adult journaled with her judgmental part. This time, she felt it was located in her head and heart. My adult felt curious about this part that kept coming up while passing by the TV when a TV religious speaker, Joseph Prince, was on. Her husband was sleeping while it was playing in the background. My adult asked, what do you want me to know? Judge Judy said, something is wrong with that religious guy. My adult asked why it judges him. This protector said, I don't trust these TV religious leaders. He looks fake with his leather jacket and makeup. Why is his audience awed by him? They make money off of trusting foolish people like me. My adult asked, if I can heal this, what might you like to do instead? Judge Judy said she would like to forgive herself for trusting untrustworthy people. She would like to live and let others live and be happy. My adult thanked Judge Judy for trying to protect her all these years. She asked this part how old it thought she was. Judge Judy did not guess. My adult said she was 58 and 3/4 years old. Lastly, my adult asked what it needed from her in the future. She said, teach me how to discern the true from the false. She asked my adult for unconditional love if she is ever fooled again. Since that interaction, my adult looked up Joseph Prince. She read a lot of good things about him and his ministry. She also learned he is 1 year older than she is. That shocked her because he looked like he was in his 20s or 30s tops. She realized that Judge Judy was fueled by jealous Judy, and she will share her in the future. Thank you for listening.